Hey guys, it's Lex
and Courtney,
and you are listening to another episode of The Pleasure's All Yours. We are here again encouraging sexual liberation in the Black and queer communities. This is a safe space where we want queer women, femmes, people that look like us to come and learn, talk, and really just discuss how the pleasure is.
It's all yours, baby. Hey, you're listening to T-Pay.
Oh my God. Yeah. No, you Courtney
did.
Got it.
You did that. Hold on. It was good, like, background.
That's my silent scream.
Okay.
I do hit it in the office at my desk quite frequently.
Do you know it's not actually silent? I just want to make sure you know.
I feel like that's as close to silent as I can get where I feel satisfied.
Okay.
But I'm, like, not actually screaming. No, sometimes I do it and people look around and they're like, what the fuck is that noise? And I'm like, maybe it was me.
It's just the little bitch in the corner.
Maybe it was me. Wow.
Another day, another T-Pay.
I was going to say another nickel, like SpongeBob. Another day, another nickel. That's what he does.
Wow, I thought you were going to call me a nigga.
Hey, during Black Hard History art. Month?
Oh, man. It's coming to a close so it quickly. Is. Tomorrow is the 28th. Okay, so we have two more days.
Yes, the 29th is our friend's birthday.
Oh!
You know, they're a leap year baby.
Oh my God, I forgot.
Yeah, they took the whole week off from work.
Oh, I love that.
As they should. Today somebody was like, where are they? And I was like, they are not here.
Oh, what are they doing this week?
They're moving stuff.
Okay.
Oh, okay. And then they might just get really stoned.
Naturally.
As per usual. Yeah. Because what else do you do on your birthday?
Truly. Like, yeah. You came out the womb high off adrenaline.
Yeah.
And so every birthday.
Is that really what happens?
No. I don't know. I just want to think about it. Uh-huh. You were just violently pushed out of your home.
Yeah.
Which had housed you. You were comfortable. You were warm. You were fed. You could shit in the same bubble that you drink from. And it was okay.
Yeah.
To being like in an environment in fluorescent lights and a white man with some latex gloves grabbing you underneath your armpits.
Yeah.
And shoving you in this stranger's arms.
Yeah. You know, it kind of makes me understand why Stewie is the way he is.
It's violent.
On Family Guy.
Yeah.
Because... I mean, there's even that episode about what it was like when he was born.
He was in the womb.
Plotting and scheming about world domination. And then the guy came and fucking took him out. Yeah. Wow.
It sucks to be a baby.
Yeah. But also to be a baby again.
Man, wouldn't that be
just even
something.
For like 24 hours.
I don't think I want to be a baby again. I think I would like to be 4. Because I can express myself and get my needs met immediately. Yeah. But I don't pay bills and I don't have to go to school. I go to preschool and I build blocks and I play with sand.
Perfect. Just be outside running around with the bubble wand.
Yeah.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. I love that. Wow.
Well, today is Tuesday and, you know, every episode we like to do a pleasure moment about our previous week.
Yes.
So, Lex, do you have a pleasure moment for this week?
I think, you know, it's been a hectic week for both of us.
Very.
But I definitely think that moving into my new place of residence is probably my pleasure moment of the week because for those who have been listening for quite a while, it's been about a year since I've lived by myself. So that's a real long time for Lex.
Yeah.
I've been living solo for a very long time. So I'm very happy to be in my own space, very happy to have creative control over everything. And really excited to just be able to come home and take my pants off right at the door.
That is the best fucking part.
Yeah.
I got up this morning and I came outside and I was just working shirtless into my first meeting.
Yes.
Just vibing. I made myself a little breakfast sandwich, shirtless, nipples in the pan.
Perfect.
It's the best.
Sizzling with the bacon.
And that's okay.
Hell yeah.
Ugh. I feel you.
Yeah.
That's definitely a pleasure moment.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you're excited to have your cats back.
Yes. Oh, my God. My babies are back with me. Mm-hmm. I love them so much.
They were in a terrible foster home.
They were in a very questionable foster home. They were not having a good time. And they were adapting behaviors that they have never had in their life. And, yeah, it was just a whole thing. But my main thing I will say, you know, my baby boy, Bean.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows that's my baby boy. That's everybody's favorite cat when they come over too.
Yeah, he's just big and, you know, he's very vocal.
Yeah, he's got those sad eyes. Yes. Yeah. But the one thing is when I go in my room, you know, my room is a no cat zone. Okay. So I go in my room, I've made my bed and everything. And he's just yelling at the door. He's just like yelling at the door. Mm-hmm. And so I, you know, Red was over and I was like, we just have to be very quiet. If we be super quiet and he doesn't hear us, he will shut up. But like the second he hears us, he's going to like be like, please, please let me in.
That's literally what it sounds like.
Yeah. Yeah. That's literally it. So there was that. I know that there was one point in the night where he just wouldn't shut up and he kind of woke me up and I opened the door. And I just started chasing him around the living room.
Leave me the fuck out!
Shut up! Literally just chasing him around the living room.
Poor Bean. I know he was like, let me just leave him the fuck alone.
He let me go back to sleep, so I love that. Yeah. And you know, my girl cat, Meow Meow, please don't make fun of her name. If you knew her, you would know why she was called that. That bitch talks so much. But yeah, she's also just been, I don't know where she got the habit of jumping on my motherfucking counters. But
shut it down, because you know they let that happen. Over
I saw her jump on my counter, and I was like,
You are black!
You are black!
African-American.
African-American. And as soon as I said, excuse me, she hesitated for a second. So I was like, oh, are you white now? What's really going
been
on?
Around white people too motherfucking long. SMFH, for real.
What about you, Courtney? What was your pleasure moment?
Well, I moved as well.
Yes.
I haven't lived by myself in 4 years since 2020. Since COVID. So 2020. Yeah,
it's
so
been
4 years. Oh my God, I'm so glad to be here.
Yeah.
Wow.
I really love this for you. Every time it was time for you to renew your lease, I'm like, when are you going by yourself? Because I know that that's been like deep in your...
Bitch, I needed a new job. When COVID hit, like rent skyrocketed.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just now starting to come down. So yeah. Now I'm definitely in a spot to have this place. Like I haven't written like a full song in 2 years.
Oh my
I wrote
God,
two
you?
Today. I wrote two today. I was like, who is this bitch?
I really love this. And I hope you know that like, you know, if you want to throw a little concert in here... I would like to attend.
Yeah.
Because you know I'm a huge Courtney Noir fan.
You are.
And, oh my God, here's something that I think you will find so amazing. Okay. You know, To Give Up and Start Again on SoundCloud.
Mm-hmm.
Please go to Courtney Noir to Give Up and Start Again. Give Up and Start Again, because that is a beautiful piece of work. I played it in the car with Red.
Mm-hmm.
And when I tell you she is baffled that you are not like... She literally was like... She was like... Who produced this? And I was like, some guy in Dallas.
Some guy that ruined my life.
I was like, some guy in Dallas. And she was like, this is so good. And then, you know, we listened to Nero right after. Because I was like, oh, you want to hear more talent?
Everybody loves Nero so much.
Yeah, and you know, you guys lived in the same apartment for how many years? And we didn't get anything?
Because there was creative differences. I think there was lifestyle differences blended into the creative differences. But, you know, I still love them. We always joke about, like, doing a reboot or like a music video to one of them.
You know when I always think of your reggae version of
Hard. I was just listening to that video the other day.
I have the video on my phone still. That was so good. That was such a good one.
Oh my God.
But yeah, and then I started playing like some of our other friends' music and literally she was like, these people live in Dallas? And I was like, yeah.
I was just texting Damien and like I sent him one of the other songs I was working on like a few years ago or whatever. And I was like, it's amazing like how slept on some of the people around us are. Like, they're very talented. Like, do we need to be groomed? Do we need help? Absolutely. Yeah. But like the raw talent is like really shocking. Like I know there's a playlist out there that somebody made of like the locals, but like I want to make another one because there's just so many of our friends like Miles.
Yeah.
Like I just be listening Miles to some of his shit from top to bottom. Yeah. Joe, Trey, all of these people like, ugh.
Trey has such a good, I was literally driving here listening to That Way. I love that song.
He said, Peach sitting on it like a brand new Porsche. Yes.
He said, I'm nasty and she
worse than me.
I'm like, yo, this nigga's so good.
good.
Yeah, man.
This nigga's so good.
Yeah, that's some good shit right
there. Yeah, now. Literally plug into the Dallas music scene because really, truly, besides Courtney Noir, the talented, there are so many other talented individuals. And bitches really just be uploading shit on SoundCloud in the middle of nowhere, dropping like Beyonce. Cough, cough.
No, but I've been wanting to drop that on Spotify for a while, but I feel like I wanted to just like... I don't know. I want to have a moment for it, and I just want to make sure like I have a plan.
Yeah,
that is complete.
I'm still waiting on my signed copy of you know which one, the one with the nails in the red.
Oh, Illusion.
What's it called? Illusions. Yeah, yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, yeah.
I'm still waiting on my signed copy.
I really need to order a disc drive because I found those when I was moving.
Yeah.
And I was like,
Courtney, I just feel like that's such a throwback.
I know. And I was like, I literally could just do this as a throwback. Amazing. Yeah. I definitely want to put one up on my wall.
And like just having a CD, like going around.
Crazy.
You $10 for a CD. Bitch, in a parking lot, $10 for a CD?
Honestly, I would give it to them for free. Okay. Because they're going to be like, ma'am, I don't have a CD player.
You have a car, don't you? Don't fucking play with me.
Does your car have a CD player?
Yes. Your car has a CD player. Please stop.
Oh, does it?
The Lexus has a CD player. Like, cars still have CD players in them.
Do they still have CD players?
Yeah, and if your car don't have a CD player, I just feel like that's a hate crime against humanity. Like, we're losing the materials. Okay. We're losing the recipe. What the fuck? No, only digital streaming. That's it. That's all we got now. And that actually got me real pissed off. Meanwhile, I still have VHS and CDs.
Yeah, but when I mentioned that the other day, you looked at me like, bitch.
I don't have a VHS player. But I do have VHS.
Yes, I said, what were we talking about? Oh, I said you had the nanny on VHS. And you like,
bitch,
it's a DVD.
Because, bitch, the nanny is not on VHS.
But wouldn't it be? The show ended in like 1994. That's why I figured it was a VHS. Because I'm like, okay, the show was syndicated like 30 years. It was syndicated like 20 years ago.
I don't think it is on VHS. And if it is, maybe it's on those little orange tapes like the Rugrats.
The Nickelodeon.
Movie.
Oh.
Yeah.
Bring me back. Take me back.
Take me back. Mm-hmm.
Take me there. You know where. Just take me to that great place with 1,000 wishes. Come on. Also, like, they used to get stars on these soundtracks, bro.
Maya, come on.
Blackstreet. Yeah. Come on.
Destiny's Child also.
Busta Rhymes. Uh-huh. Like, they were all doing
Disney Channel used to be
stuff.
Real niggerish, you know?
Man.
And then Taylor... Listen, let me shut up. And then that white woman started getting real big. And they was like, you know what? Let's cut all this ethnicity out of this great American white channel.
Whoa. Are you making a connection I didn't make in my head?
And, you know, I saw this one, Fanita. I think it was Fanita. She posted a video and she was like, you know, I wish Taylor the best. I have nothing to say against her. But you know why I don't like her? I'm going to tell you why right now. Come closer. Mm. I'm black.
Yeah, pretty much. That's it. I, you know, as a songwriter, I respect her for being able to pump out 400 songs and also make money on you white bitches by re-recording the same albums from 20 years ago. Yeah. I get why she's doing it because I would want my money too. And if that's the only way for me to make my royalties and own my masters, I would do that too.
Yeah.
However,
that's what JoJo did.
Yeah. And
She got her masters and re-recorded all
right.
of her stuff.
And that, to me, that makes a lot of sense because JoJo is not Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift is like a fucking billionaire.
And JoJo knows she white.
Oh, she, I don't know. Look, I hate when people use the term. I hate when people use the term spicy white because it's just like, you're white. Shut the fuck up. Europeans are white. French people, you're still white. Spanish people, you're still white.
Yeah.
Italian people, you're still white.
Yeah.
JoJo's not white. That's a black bitch right there. That is a black woman. Happy Black History Month to JoJo.
I just remember listening to this interview she did, and she was basically saying like how her manager would send her Baby It's You, one of her first debut singles, they would send it to radio stations and they wouldn't send a picture of her. They would just send the cassette over there. The cassette. And they'd send it and be like, oh, you gotta listen to this track. And then they start playing on the radio. So then they have JoJo in the studio and they show up and it's a white bitch. And they're like, what? Yeah.
Yeah, she's that girl. She deserves it.
I fucking love JoJo, man.
Yeah, I love JoJo. How did we get on this topic?
We just went all over the place for a second.
Oh, my pleasure moment.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say my pleasure moment was actually writing those songs and like putting up my clothes in my closet.
Yeah.
It's just been like you said, it's just nice to just be in your own space that you can control. Mm-hmm. You know, like every element. I'm like,
I turned down the AC because I was too hot, and then immediately before I even sat down, I was cold, so I just went up and I turned it off again. Mm-hmm. It was great.
I paid the electricity here.
Bitch, I made myself a tuna salad at mm-hmm. 2 in the morning mm-hmm. on Sunday, and hell I didn't yeah. give a fuck.
Warm that shit up in the microwave just because.
Just because, bitch. I don't know what to tell you. I'm happy.
It makes me think of that that TikTok sound where it's like, Wi-Fi jumping.
Food busting.
Yeah.
Yeah, all of that shit.
Wow. Well, you know, it is coming towards the end of Black History Month, and we are going into Women's History Month. And, you know, we love them, and we love them Black women. Yeah, so as a good little transition into the new month with a new theme, I thought it would be a good idea to end our February series with Black sex symbols, Black female sex symbols.
Okay.
Throughout history, well, mostly like older ones, because I feel like in modern times we know a lot of the sex symbols now. Megan Thee Stallion, Nicki Minaj,
okay,
Beyonce in her own way, okay, because Partition. Hello.
Yeah, no, Beyonce's at her own, yeah,
sex yeah, symbol. Yeah, yeah. So I just feel like, you know, Rihanna, all of those. I feel like we have a lot of very out and open sex symbols. So I think it's always really nice seeing from like the 1950s, 1960s, yeah, what the sex symbols back then were doing. And these bitches are gorgeous. Oh, yeah. I will say.
Classic old Hollywood beauties.
Classic old Hollywood beauty. But I will also say, besides like two, well, I only have four, but there was like a list of like 16 different people, and it was men and women. But these bitches are light skin as mm-hmm. fuck. Like, yeah, all of them are light skin as fuck. Which.
Colorism was rampant back
yeah,
then.
Yeah, it was.
I don't even think we would have known a lot of yeah. the Black sex symbols, because they were only sex symbols to like
yeah.
their local community. They weren't going to Hollywood and getting all yeah. these roles.
And that's because that, you know, it was still like, you can be Black, but don't be
too Black. Exactly. Yeah. Like, how close can you be to white?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get as close to white as you can, and then we'll make you a sex symbol.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, first on the list is the beautiful, Dorothy Dandridge. Mm,
lovely.
She is gorgeous. Like, picture old, like literal, the picture of old Hollywood. Gorgeous glam with the gowns, Marilyn Monroe gowns. You know, think Marilyn Monroe, but if she were Black. Mm-hmm. Like, that's really her vibe. Genuinely her vibe. But she did play a role in Carmen Jones in 1954. And it was, like, just, like, a really sultry, seductive character who had, like, these really form-fitting, like, outfits. She had, like, little innuendo comments, things like that.
Big things for the 50s and 60s.
Yeah, right? Because don't get on the screen being a woman, especially a Black woman, being too sexual, things mm-hmm. like that. So, yeah, there was Dorothy Dandridge.
I just love that also. I love that name. Like, Dorothy yeah. Dandridge. Like, I'm sure maybe it is a Hollywood name. I don't know how much research you did. Like, I don't know if that's her stage name or if that's, like, her yeah. actual name. But, like, Dorothy Dandridge. Like, I'm a little dangerous.
Okay, I'm play on words.
Sexy, I'm alliteration.
I love it. Perfect. But she was named, like, because of her role in Carmen Jones, that's kind of what got her the,
notoriety?
Yeah, of being the first, like, Black sex symbol.
Okay.
Yeah, so, her title. Yeah, so she, yeah, literally it took one movie, and they was like,
I get it.
That's the one right there.
I get it. I saw Big Ol' Freak, and that's when I said, that's the one right there.
I saw that one. Wait. Pause. Because Big Ol' Freak, Megan Thee Stallion, speaking of, that one where she's, like, in those tiny shorts and that, like, yellow
Say less.
Top.
Say less.
One, and she's, like, and then she just doing, oh, my gosh, she looks so good in that video. I miss when Megan Thee Stallion was rapping in random parking lots and
neighborhoods
parking
and shit.
And neighborhoods and
yes.
shit. Megan, bring it back, girl. Bring it back, please. I know she won't.
For the one time.
Y'all got my girl all fucked up, but. Yeah,
but rightfully so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we rooted for you. Yeah, absolutely. Another one, and you know how I am with names. So I read this name and I was like, isn't this John F. Kennedy's wife? But.
Jackie Kennedy?
Jane Kennedy.
Like, oh, I thought Jackie was white. Yeah,
that's why when I looked at the list, I was like, isn't this a white woman?
Jane Kennedy. Okay.
I clicked it.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah. Her. So she actually was in a lot of articles by Essence, BET, Jet. Ebony, Jet. Yeah, she was like one of those girls.
Okay.
So she was named one of the 20 greatest sex symbols of the 20th century by Ebony magazine, and she was included in the 20 most beautiful black women in history as Ooh. Well by Essence magazine. She wrote, created, produced, and I don't think she starred in it, actually, in a series called Love Your Body, and it was like an exercise class, but it was on the radio. But like, so it would play on the radio.
Oh, that's so dope.
Yeah, and so she did that, but obviously there was like also a video of it, so she did exercise videos.
That's so fucking cool. Yeah. She was a content creator before any of you bitches.
I'm saying, she was doing it on the airwaves, bitch. Yeah, she's gorgeous.
Oh my God.
She's gorgeous, and this is Dorothy.
Okay, listen. I want to say something, but I want to preface by saying I'm not trying to keep comparing these beaches to white people, okay? Yeah. But naturally, because they are as
light-complected.
And because in order for them, like we said, to be the black elite Hollywood sex symbols, you have to have some affinity to whiteness. So these have a lot of, they all have a lot of white features.
Yeah.
Like she has a really tiny nose, a really small chin, like strong jaw.
She has strong features for sure.
Yeah, she does. She just, she looks like a model. Oh my God. Yeah, she does.
She's gorgeous.
Jane Kennedy, if you want to Google her, don't do it while you're driving.
Please don't. But yeah, you know, they loved her. And the next one on my list is mostly because I love her my own self, and I haven't seen her most famous role, but I have seen a lot of roles, and we all know her as Yzma, Pull the Lever.
Oh, Eartha Kitt?
Yes.
Baby.
Miss Eartha Kitt?
Miss Original Catwoman?
Miss Original Catwoman? She called herself the original material girl.
Oh, she called herself that?
She called herself
Yeah, that's that bitch.
Self-proclaimed
she, original. Her interviews are, like, unreal. Yes. She's just that girl, for real. Like, she knows her, she knew her worth. Mm-hmm. She was not afraid of any man, and she just was like, y'all, I'm too good for these niggas. Like, she was that.
That one song, Compromise, by Mahalia.
Oh yeah, okay.
She uses a excerpt from a Eartha Kitt interview, and like, I don't know. One thing that I will say is she is definitely a person on this list that I feel empowered by, just like watching her interviews and hearing about her life story and like all the things that she went through and everything like that. And like, she was just truly an amazing person and like so talented and, you know, she was an actress. She was a model.
A singer. Santa Baby.
Santa Baby, Monotonous. I Wanna Be Evil. That's actually one of my favorite ones. She just has, like, a lot of really good songs. You can go look up The Essentials of Eartha Kitt. And those are, like, some of her most popular, well-known songs. Amazing, amazing. And then, you know, she has her little purr that she does. She also was get him again.
It's like, I don't know, because I'm gonna sound like I'm making fun of her. She has like a tone of her voice that doesn't sound like it would be sexy, but the way that she's so confident and like she just draws it out, it's hard. It's easy to find it sexy. Yeah.
So like, when I was reading about it, I was just pulling some of the things, but they were saying that like she was known, like her whole persona was known as being an audience seducer, and like just her being on screen and the way that her voice was really deep, and like they literally called her voice a purr because when she's talking, that's what it sounds like. Yes. It's like a soft, purry, like really sultry kind of thing. So, you know, I like watching interviews of her with men also because she makes men so nervous.
Yes.
And I aspire
stumble
to that.
Over their words.
Like, oh my God. She's like, what do you mean? She's like putting her feet on them and everything. I'm like, oh my God.
She'll tell them when the question is not, doesn't make sense or is stupid. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. She has this one thing where she's like, you know, I've had a lot of men that wanted to touch me, but they never lay me down, but they never wanted to touch me or something like that, you know? Just basically like nobody wanted to get to know her insides, you know? But either way, a fabulous, fabulous woman. Like I said, she did refer to herself as the original material girl.
It is.
And then one of her biggest roles is there was a Batman series in the 1960s, and she played Catwoman. And she looked so great playing Catwoman. Eartha Kitt, Halle Berry, Catwoman. Perfect. Those are like two perfect Catwomen. She also was the second person to play Catwoman. I think she was the first black woman.
Yeah, she was the first black woman. I thought she was the first person, but that obviously, why would they make a black woman the first Catwoman?
Yeah, she was the second Catwoman.
Okay.
Technically. So she in the top three.
Okay.
But Where was I going?
That role is just so perfect for her.
Right? It really was. But like Courtney said she really likes Santa Baby. I said I Want to Be Evil. Again, Eartha Kitt, essential songs. Please just go have a little listen. You know, she also has a song called Monotonous, basically just talking about life. Mm-hmm. Monotonous. Yeah. And I'm like, yo, going off. And she does this like, woo thing at the end. She's so good.
Okay. I'm gonna have to check that one out.
I'm such a fan. Okay. And then one of the last people I have on my list here, I saw her picture and I audibly gasped because I was like, she looked like a bitch you would see walking down the street and be like, oh my God, this bitch is so beautiful. Like, she's gorgeous. This is her.
Oh my God.
She's
so gorgeous. Whoa. You have to post these on the gram.
Oh, I will post these on the gram. Absolutely. Phyllis Hyman is her name. Literally, she is known for her voluptuous lips, as you saw, her extravagant and gorgeous fashion sense, and her acting and things like that. They always said she has striking features, but in the article I was reading about her, they were like, her lips deserve like a day of their own, because that was like one thing about her that everyone always like brought up.
This was before filler.
Yes.
African-American lips.
African-American lips, okay? Absolutely. And I notated here, really a cunty cunt bitch, because I was looking at pictures of her. If you're not driving, if you're just like doing whatever, pick up your phone, open your laptop, ask Alexa, whatever, bitch. Look up Phyllis Hyman right now. H-Y-M-A-N. H-Y-M-A-N. Bitch is gorgeous as fuck. She light skin, obviously.
Yeah.
So gorgeous. So very elegant. She started her career off as an actress and a model. Mm-hmm. And then she did become like one of the first black women to win a Tony Award. But she also was a singer. So she had like a deep, soulful voice. I have not Googled or listened to anything, but she did have like a nice, deep, sultry voice. So actress, one.
Mm-hmm.
Model, two.
Mm-hmm.
We got singer, fashionista, cunty bitch, five.
Yeah.
There you go.
I think back then you had to be all of the above, like a Disney Channel star. Like you had to act, you had to sing, you had to like have the beauty, like all of you had to be a complete
package. I feel like this is like Fran Fine.
Mm.
Like, because literally a bulk of the article was just talking about her amazing fashion sense,
yeah,
her extravagant gowns and things like that. And I'm like, I just really love that. You know, I love a bitch that's really, really hot, Missy Elliott.
I wonder how many of these women are Libras or Tauruses.
You know what? Let's look it up. Hold on. I'm going to look it up.
Let's look it up. Astro, let's look it up. Let's look it up.
Zodiac. Okay, we'll look up Eartha Kitt because I love her.
Yeah, definitely Eartha Kitt.
She's a Capricorn.
Oh, wow. I can see that.
Yeah, she's a Capricorn.
We would do some digging for her birth chart. I'm sure there's something in there.
Dorothy Dandridge. Let's see what she's doing.
What she's doing. Oh, she is.
Bitch, she dead as hell. That's what she is. She's a Scorpio.
Danger, baby. Danger.
She's a Scorpio. And then we also said.
I'm looking up Phyllis Hyman.
Okay, love it. And then there was one more.
Oh, wow. Phyllis Hyman is a Cancer.
Ooh, okay. And then we got Miss Jane Kennedy.
Well, yeah. Oh, my God. Her lips are amazing.
Right? Aren't they? I literally was like,
whoa.
It's like, just imagine being alive at this time and just walking outside and seeing the most cunt bitch you've ever seen in your life. Wow. Jane Kennedy is also a Scorpio.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so far we got two Scorpios, a Cancer and
a Capricorn.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, these are all, of course, they're past. Yeah.
She was gorgeous.
Yeah, she was gorgeous.
That's the kind of bitch I hope to see at Sue Ellen's.
Okay. I just feel like beauty is just different now. Like, not even like, oh, we put on too much makeup or we have too much filler. Because black women, I feel, as we do get facial enhancements, I feel like that's just not as common.
Yeah.
I just think it's just a way of look. Like, it's an aura. It's a it's a vibe that you just don't have it anymore.
We lost the recipe.
But, like, I want to get it back because these women are so beautiful.
Yeah.
you know?
I think it's like, I don't know. I'm like, is it just like the carrying of the main character energy that you need? Or is it the fashion sense? Is it just the mindset?
Maybe it's what like, we eat. I don't know.
Hey, I can't control what they're genetically mutating with my oranges.
Exactly, okay? But bitch, they didn't start doing that till like the 90s, yeah, okay? So these women, true, they had skin that was just different than ours. They just had, mm-hmm, facial structures that are just not,
you know what? And like our today, and like our planet, they didn't have all this emission either. So
wow. Literally walk outside, pollution.
Pollution.
Wrinkling everywhere up my skin.
Water? Can't drink it.
Can't drink it. Yeah. I'm sure if I was living... Well, they did have lead, though.
They did have
lead. Lead was a really big issue back
lead,
then.
Lead was a big problem in the 1960s, bitch.
So, you know.
And asbestos.
And yeah, asbestos. Okay, right? Okay, Espanol. You said asbestos. Okay. Yes. No, very true.
Yeah.
Very true. I love that. You know, when you told me like what the theme of today was going to be, like I told you, I like thought of a few ladies and they were all like further down the line. So like the first one that came to mind was Lil' Kim, but you know, cause I feel like she was one of the first ones to like break open the door to be just nasty sexy.
Yeah,
like beautiful old Hollywood glamorous sexy.
Yeah.
But like, bitch, let me show you my pussy lips.
Yeah.
And spread it open on and talk about spreading it open on my album. Like,
I love that.
That's that girl.
And we love Trina. Justice for Trina.
Justice for Trina.
And justice for all the old sluts and hoes, okay?
Yeah. You were just ahead of your time.
Justice for my sisters.
Damn.
Because now look at bitches popping pussy.
And it's on the Today Show.
On the Today Show, okay? Showing coochie lips for free.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For the free.
Mm-hmm.
Nah. None. Shout out to Lil' Kim and Trina.
They were on that.
Justice for my girls.
And then you mentioned earlier Pam Grier. Fucking love Pam Grier.
Yeah.
Love, love, love. She's still sexy today.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm surprised at how many people don't know that she's actively in the L word.
Actively?
In every single season, Pam Grier is Bette Porter's sister. She's like the only straight... Well, actually, she's bi because she has some really gay moments. And okay. And she has like a... stud thruple thing going on at some point too. Yeah, no, she's in not every episode, but she's in every single season for like 80% of each season.
I did not know that at all.
Let me tell you something. She when I first, as a baby gay, when I first started watching The L Word and seeing Pam Grier, and after seeing that poster of her where she's like to the side and you can kind of see her nipple and she's got that like her froze out and she's like kind of looking at the camera. Fucking Pam Grier.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Just after seeing her then, I went and looked up everything about her and I'm like, this bitch is really just sexy as fuck. Yeah, no,
she's that girl. And her hair is just...
Yes. Yeah. Another light skin, but
yeah,
that bitch still fine as hell.
I haven't seen Foxy Brown and I haven't seen Coffee.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
I really liked Jackie Brown because I'm a really big Quentin Tarantino fan.
Yes.
So Jackie Brown is a slow burn, but it is a good ass motherfucking movie. And she's sexy then, too. She's like getting older. She was like in her 30s, I think.
Yeah.
If not 40s. In that movie. But I remember when I watched it the first time, I was like, damn.
Yeah.
That's a flight attendant right there.
Honestly. You know, and we talk a lot about. I don't, I mean, there's so many black male sex symbols.
Mm. Let's name a few.
Like Shamar Moore.
Oh. You know.
Criminal Minds? Like, please.
No, I hear you, right? But like, he is so, he's like Drake. It's like you could be fine, but you're also just so corny. Shamar Moore is hotter than Drake by far.
Yeah, absolutely.
But like, he's so motherfucking corny. And I love a bisexual man though.
Yeah.
And he's giving me bisexual energy.
Yeah. And you know, I like watching those videos of him from Soul Train and he's like doing all that.
Immediately the video I saw in my head.
That's what made me that is what made me such a fan. Have you seen the videos? What is this nigga doing?
Have you seen his videos? I think they're like TikToks or they're reels, but he's like sitting in his mansion and he's like drinking like a lemonade or something and he's just talking. He's like, he'll go, you know, sometimes rich people don't want to ring the doorbell. Sometimes they just want to let you in the house. Like, it's just random shit that he thinks about in his head.
Yeah,
and he's just, like, sipping lemonade outside with his fedora on.
Okay, like, Neo. Hell yeah.
Okay, Shamar. You got me. But, yeah, he is sexy. I'll say he's sexy. Yeah. I'm going to go with an old sexy. He's not sexy anymore, but that's because he's 72. Denzel was definitely sexy in his prime.
Yeah.
What's that man's name? He's from Moonlight. Hold on.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about.
He's like black as night.
And he's like the dad, right?
Oh, no. I love, was it Domingo.
Domingo
Coleman. Thank you.
You asking the wrong bitch.
Domingo Coleman is who you're thinking of. He's also very sexy and very gay.
Ooh.
He has a white twink partner. Oh, wow.
It's crazy. I hear men are gay and that makes them more sexy to me.
Definitely.
I don't know why.
Because they clean their butts.
Probably. Maybe that's why.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why. No dingleberries to be found here.
No. No, not there. Let me look this up, though. He's so sexy. And he always has a grill on. Oh, that's not Domingo Coleman. That's Mahershala Ali. In Moonlight. Mahershala. Yeah, he's sexy too. Damn.
Love it.
You know, black people are just.
Yeah. Also, there's like this queer artist. She doesn't, like, she makes, I don't think she's put anything out recently. I also haven't like checked any of her shit, but Jada Michael.
Okay.
I'll pull her up on my phone. That bitch, so sexy. You know, I love me a good little thicky. You know, I love one of them.
Oh, yeah.
And she's so good. And, you know, our friend Alexis Jade, she knows this person and was like, oh, yeah, I met her before. Like, she's really cool. I'm like, ma'am, how do you know her and how can we connect? Because I just want to meet her because I just love a hot bitch. Like, I just do. Oh, wait, there it is. Here it is. Yeah, Jada Michael. And all of her songs are so gay.
Oh, yes.
And so, like, she's.
Yeah, I've seen her on TikTok.
She's, fucking great. I'm such a fan of her Instagram also. So, like, you know, this bitch is hot. Yeah, so, I love that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of any other women sex symbols. Hoochie God, obviously.
Okay, yes.
I just think because she's such a, I don't know, maybe that's just me.
Yeah.
I know she'd be on her crackers.
For sure. So you think that she's a sex symbol because she speaks her mind. She's confident.
Not even just that. I think it's like probably like a few of her TikToks that I've seen and her whole like persona being proud of being a hoochie and like that being her empowerment.
Okay.
And like creating a whole movement based off her hoochie thing. It's a whole thing. Okay. Yeah, it's like a whole thing. I would consider her a sex symbol. Okay,
I mean, I love, she's a fan of the pod. Yeah, so I would love that. Yeah. I would say Teyana Taylor. Ooh, I think her and Kehlani, which also black adjacent. I feel like they really, and Victoria Monet, of course, they really paved the way for the bisexuals of the 2000s to like be in their freak bag and like date sexy men and, you know, date sexy ladies. Yeah. And
Janelle Monáe.
And Janelle, literally.
She said, like, I only got eyes for two, please. She said she got one of each. Come on.
I love it. I love that representation. So definitely Janelle Monáe, though.
Yeah, definitely. Janelle
Monáe. She's very like, she owns it, but she also like, freely expresses it.
Yeah.
I love it.
I'm trying to think of any other ones, you know, but none that I'm thinking of are like
when we talk about Beyonce.
Yeah.
What type of sex symbol like is Beyonce? Because she's mother, she's the queen bee.
I think she's more of a sexy symbol than like a sex symbol.
Yeah.
When she was in if we go back to Partition Beyonce, when that whole video dropped with her silhouette and the leg thing she did, I would definitely be like, oh, Partition. That's it.
Oh, yeah.
But I think she's more of a sexy symbol.
I think she's like the ideal like of what womanhood looks like. Like I'm an all encompassing, like I'm about my business.
Yeah.
I fuck my niggas silly. And I also have a bunch of kids that I take care of. Yeah. And I love my mother. Like, you know, perfect. It's just, yeah, she just embodies all of it, but definitely would never, ever, ever
think of her as a sex symbol.
I wouldn't. I don't see her sexually. Like, maybe sometimes when I watch Goldmembers, I'm like, fuck. Yo, or even Obsessed, I'm like, fuck. She is. She's so
Nah, her back then, Foxy Cleopatra and Goldmember.
Sexy. Like, how do you have those kinds of, not abs, but abs? Like, your body was so on point. Your eyes were, like, dough.
It's giving Megan Thee Stallion. I'm sorry.
My God.
Yeah.
My God.
That's that good shit.
Yeah. But now she's mother.
Yeah. I can't really think of any others. Obviously, if you have any sex symbols that come to your mind as we were talking about this, please go ahead and let us know, because if I'm missing anybody, I ain't trying to miss nobody, girl.
Yeah, just like, who is your favorite sex symbol? And I feel like sex symbols can mean a lot of things, and it just depends on what you view as, like, what a sex symbol is.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah.
I always think of them as, like, a pioneer of a pioneer of a movement.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
we're sex symbols.
Oh yeah,
I'm obviously T-Pay.
Yes, we're sex. I'm a symbol of sex. Yes.
Yes. What would your symbol look like?
I think
kind of like, it's not like a symbol, but yeah.
I think. Thank you for clarifying that. You knew that. I think it would be like some kind of like mixed up, like kind of like that, like mixed up letters or like squigglies, but it's very clear that you guys are all performing oral sex on each other.
Okay, hell yeah. Like one of those one line drawings.
Yeah, it's abstract, but it's pretty strapped.
I love it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect.
What's your sex symbol?
It would probably be like a flower that you would look at that you could have swore was a labia. And then they're like, no, that's a flower.
No, totally makes sense. Like, what did you see first?
What did you see first?
Like those little things on Facebook.
And it's like a fucking gardenia or something. I love that. Yeah. Oh my God. That makes me think of the other day, me texting you talking about you gotta be yanking my labia or something like that.
Oh my gosh. You gotta be pulling my labia. That's what you said. Pulling my labia. I said,
exactly. And that's exactly what I was feeling in that moment. That's why it almost came flying out of my mouth.
Okay, and you said, let me just...
In my 11:30 meeting.
Okay, it's not even noon. Like, it's too early for this. Please.
Yes, literally.
Ugh, I'm on, like, week 4 of Accutane, and now my face is, like, literally falling off the bone. It is so motherfucking dry. Like, I'm just sitting here on the mic. Can you guys hear this? The people will be able to on the mic.
Okay. You know who else did that? Fat Bastard. Isn't that the one who, like, no, it was
Dirty Old Bastard?
It was Goldmember who would take his skin off and he kept a box
of it. Oh, we're back on the gold. Okay.
He'd be like, yeah, that's a good one. He made Beyonce hold a little box and put it in there for later. And she literally she's looking at the nigga like, what the fuck?
That's pretty much her the whole movie. She's like, what's wrong with you niggas?
Yeah. That fake laugh with, what's his name? Whenever they're looking at the monkey on the computer. And she's like, I was like, that's the fakest laugh I've ever seen in my fucking life.
She was still, you know, growing as an actress.
She did amazing.
She did.
I want to watch Dreamgirls now.
We are dream girls, boys, we'll make it happy. Yes. Yes. I loved that. And as we walk into Women's History Month this week, I want to remind you that you're that bitch.
Yeah.
That's really all I have to say.
Especially if you are a woman.
And a black woman.
Yeah.
Like,
heavy on that.
60 days of celebration, even though Black History Month didn't really feel like Black History Month, and I have a feeling like Women's History Month is also not going to feel like Women's History Month.
Yeah.
Because, like, we're all constantly being, like, crucified by the courts and the system.
And there's a genocide happening.
And there's literally a genocide happening. It's just, like, where's the focus?
Well, yeah. You know? Maybe, like, on the women making history in your circle.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And, yes, Lex. This is a really good month to focus on your community.
Yeah.
Do something for the women in your community. Do something for the black people in your community. Do something for the bitches in your life, honey.
Yeah.
Something.
Throw a women's party.
Yes. Throw a labia pulling party.
Come on. Oh. So what are we using to pull them?
Whatever you got.
Okay. Shows up with
some tongs.
With pliers. Shows up with jumper cables and a battery.
Oh my God, Lex, I just,
like, you just can't.
Oh my God.
I'm like, I just think of somebody taking it to the absolute extreme. If you're like, whatever you got to tug on it, bring it.
I'm sure that that's some kind of porn somewhere.
You know, there's that on A Thousand Ways to Die, a guy died like that.
He put jumper cables on his balls?
He put jumper cables on a cow's heart to make it beat and then stuck his dick in there and got electrocuted.
Men are so disgusting. There's no end to the shit that they will fuck. I'm pretty sure I said this on the pod. When I was 17 and I was at my therapist's office and I was crying over some boy, she said, there's no reason to cry over boys. She pointed at the Buddha that was sitting on her desk and she said, if I lubed up this Buddha, they would stick their dick in it right now. And yeah. Ever since then, I said, fuck these niggas for real.
Yeah, because they will.
Literally, they just stick their dick in anything. I feel
like the hormone monster is really how men are, like, for real. In real
life. Have some self-control.
And after working in the sex shop, I can actively say that even the nicest ones.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
There's no end.
Well, this was an episode all about women and...
That's true.
Our love for women and the amazing black sex symbols that we've had.
Yeah.
Representing us and paving the way for other women and femmes like you and I.
Now go out there and be a sex symbol.
Out there and be a sex symbol. I'm a star.
Yes. I can't wait till whatever the next
Maxine.
One. Maxine. Yeah. I can't wait. X and the other one are on Netflix now.
Oh yeah. I kinda wanna do a double feature and watch it.
If you haven't listened to us before, we are at @allyourpleasures_ on Instagram and TikTok. Please like and subscribe to our YouTube. Check out the Newlywed Game where we just learn more about each other. Or no, you learn more about us and we see how well we know each other, baby. Yes. What else do I usually fucking say? Oh, rate us, you know? Give us 5 stars on the Apple Music. Give us 5 stars on the Spotify, baby. Go and review, like write something so you can be on our website, you know? Like, let's go.
Yeah, we got a lot of good things coming in the works for this year. So please stay tuned.
Tap in.
Support your girls. Definitely check out our Instagram for a recap on the event that we first hosted, which was so much fun.
DJ High Class, I can't wait to work with him.
Yeah, and all I'm saying is when the vibe is so good that the niggas are throwing ass.
Yeah.
Grown men taller than me and Courtney. That's how I know that we had the vibes just right.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Whether you're listening to this on a Monday, Wednesday, Tuesday, Thursday, baby, we love you. Bye.